Cochran Show continues. You guys hear about the bobcat problem we're having?
Bobcat problem?
We've got a bobcat problem.
Where?
Go Cats.
Different kind of cat. Bobcats, they've been kind of rare in Illinois, apparently, according to this press release, for more than 100 years. But now bobcats are popping up in a lot of places, and they can be dangerous. They were removed from the Illinois state list of threatened species because they have growing numbers. And now we're talking about bow hunters and trappers being able to get these bobcats. Hmm. I mean, you thought it was a bear problem. Okay, I thought it was a bear problem, but now it's bobcats as well.
Are they in the suburbs? Are they downstate?
It's interesting you mention that because we actually have a bobcat on the phone right now.
No kidding.
Bobcat here. Good morning, Bobcat. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Radio Man. Thank you for having me on this electronic team.
It's nice to talk to you again. I can't help but notice an accent. Where's the accent from?
I'm from a place way south, a place very cold in winter. Very, very warm in summer near Carbondale.
Okay. All right. I understand. Now, as a bobcat, do you feel threatened by this new initiative to hunt or trap you?
This is bad. This is so bad. They say that there are maybe 5,000 to 7,000 of us. And that is a lie. We meet every fourth Tuesday as a group, and there's only about 250 of us left.
250?
Yes, we're Bobcat Local 416.
Oh, so you're in a Bobcat union?
Yes, every fourth Thursday we meet.
All right, and I thought it was Tuesday. And where do 250 Bobcats meet?
Well, it had to change because we moved closer to Chicago.
Right.
Because we're scared to be in open wilderness.
Can you tell?
Come up here.
Can you tell me where you are right now?
Yes, I am outside near Big Giant Pin.
Big Giant what?
Big Giant Pin.
Pin?
Like a pin?
Pin?
No, bin.
Oh, a bin, like a grain bin.
Like a silo?
No, like a chili bin.
Like a chili bin?
Like a bin.
Oh, a tin.
No, when you wake, you have ham and bean soup.
Bean,
that's what I said.
Oh, bean. It's a bean.
So you're by the bean? You're by the bean. Hold on. It means you're downtown.
That's right. I had to move my territory up here, which is smaller now. It's bigger now because I can take Metra or I can take Blue Line, and I can go...
What?
Different places to get food. Normally, I eat like small rodents, maybe little bunnies.
Wait. What do you eat? Little bunnies? I'm sorry, was it little bunnies?
Little bunnies.
What's a boonie?
A bunny. It's a little bunny, like a rabbit.
Oh, rabbit, bunny. I got it.
A bunny.
Okay.
When I come here, I have to hunt for different foods. So I have pizza.
You have what?
Pizza and Chicago hot dog.
Chicago hot dog.
Oh, Ditka. Oh, Ditka dog.
No, he said pizza.
Oh, pizza.
Pizza, I think.
That's what I said. Pizza near the pin.
Oh, pizza. Pizza.
That Carbondale accent is
It's
crazy.
Something else. All right, so what are you wearing?
No, I am Bobcat. I am Borislav Bobcat. I am naked.
Oh, so you're wearing your typical... So I just thought you'd have to blend in a little more.
A little. I look like I kind of now dressing like Bim.
Like Bim?
Like a bean?
Like a bean, yes.
All right, so is there any chance you would come to the Tribune Tower before the show's over so we can talk to you live?
I would love to. How far am I from the radio place?
Based on your ground running speed, I'd say 3 minutes.
Okay, I must stop for one piece pizza. And pizza.
Unless he Ubers it.
Wait. You're having a piece of pizza?
I have one piece of pizza.
All right, hold on there, Bobcat. It's Boris the Bobcat.
I never pictured him with an accent.
Yeah,
like
I didn't
that.
Know that the bobcats talk like that.
I like how the two of you are surprised that the bobcat has an accent, right. Not that the bobcat is speaking.
I didn't know they had a union.
Right. Very organized.
He knows bobcats. There are small rodents in Chicago, right?
He's by the bin, and he has to stop for a piece of pizza. Before we continue, and by the way, don't make any sudden movements. The bobcat is in studio. I don't want to move too quickly.
Be careful.
It's a bobcat in the studio. Let me say hi to the bobcat here briefly. Good morning, Mr. Bobcat.
Good morning. It's very good to be here.
Now, Bobcat, we spoke to you an hour or so ago. You were at down the street on Michigan Avenue?
Yes.
You were where again?
The bin.
You were at the bin.
The bin?
The bean. You were at the bean.
Okay.
Yes, and when you were at the bean, and the reason we were going to talk to you this morning, and I'm glad we were able to find you, is because there is a hunting and trapping push on bobcats because it's alleged the bobcat population has increased. You're here to say that's not true.
That is absolutely false information. It's not true.
I just feel like you ought to be wearing some sort of disguise. I mean, you're sitting here dressed as a bobcat. I mean, not dressed, you're a bobcat.
But everyone walk by window and no one says anything to me.
Have you seen what's on Michigan Avenue? I mean, come on. It's cold. Oh. People just think it's a fur coat.
People gave me money.
I'm sure they did. All right, Mr. Bobcat, if you can hang around for a few minutes. And are you hungry?
I could go for a muffin.
Yeah, John DeCoste brought muffins in.
That would be special.
Boy, I hope we're not all out of muffins. You don't want to make the bobcat angry. And we'll talk a little more to you in a few minutes.
Thank you.
Okay. He's very polite for a wild animal.
Wow, he's very calm.
Right? You think a critter from the wild like that, he'd be dangerous. I'm not even concerned now.
Where's he put the money? He said people are giving him money.
In his pouch. Yeah, bobcats have pouches. Don't they?
Now, back to more Steve Cochran.
720 WGN.
Well, we got this bobcat live in studio. There was a story that came out. Kev, you pointed this story out to me, I think, didn't you, about the bobcats coming to Illinois?
Yeah, stumbled across it over the break.
And the basic premise of the story is that there's a prevalence of bobcats where we thought there weren't any.
Correct. Okay. Correct. I think there's been official sightings in like 90 of the 100 counties or something like that.
So I've already warned you guys about bears. I'm not naming this my official warning on bobcats, but as the story is written, even though we've had some people that have been texting in saying it's not true, trappers and hunters are needed because of the bobcats. So the bobcats in the studio sitting dangerously close to Anna DeVlantis. Anna, how are you feeling about this?
It seems kind of like a more mild bobcat. You know, I'm not feeling that threatened right now.
Well, you love animals.
I do.
You swam with sharks.
I did at the Shedd Aquarium.
Yeah. So good morning again, Mr. Bobcat. What was your name?
Good morning. It's Borislav.
Borislav.
Yes.
What part of southern Illinois are you from?
Just by the Carbondale area, Jonesboro.
Jonesboro, I see. All right. And yet your accent seems almost Russian.
No, Jonesboro.
Jonesboro, all right. What do you want people to know about the bobcat population?
That they say there are 5,000 to 7,000 of us, but that is not true.
It's not true.
No, there's about 250. Last meeting that we had, and then I offered to come to Chicago to visit here.
Yes, and speak on behalf of the bobcats.
Yes, I wanted to keep my area between like Lawrence and Ogden, but Ogden ends in Arizona.
Yes, Ogden does go a long
way. It's too big.
It's a big territory.
But I told them I'll come here because we wanted to get the voice.
You wanted to get divorced?
No, the voice of the wildcat. So they sent me to Evanston to
Evanston?
To listen.
They sent you to Evanston to listen.
To listen to this man.
You know what's amazing is I'm struggling to understand a bobcat that can talk.
Dave speaks
you know, it
bobcat.
Would seem to me, it would seem to me that maybe I would just be more patient. That why would a bobcat be able to talk in the first place? So bobcat, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, they tell me to listen to David Enat.
David Anat.
From David Anat. He is voice of Wildcat.
So and David Anat. David Anat from Evanston.
Right. And I listen, and I think I know nothing about the basketball or the football.
Sure, of course.
But
why would you? You're a Bobcat, for crying out loud.
But he make it so exciting. Steve, I'm just feral cat that live in woods. I don't know this stuff.
All right, so you wanted to meet David Anat from Evanston. That's him right there. That's David Anat from Evanston.
But we are in Chicago right now.
Yeah.
So
but would
he's
you like-
here.
Would you like him to be the spokes cat for the Bobcats? Would you like Mr. Cat to be your official spokes cat?
That is why I'm here up in Chicago to get him.
I think that's exciting, Dave. I think this is a new... You know, Dave, you've done a nice job on the show, but if you need to go into the woods with the Bobcats, maybe that time has come.
Makes me a little nervous. I mean, I'm sorry. Don't
get him off.
Why would you make the Bobcat angry?
I didn't mean to.
Do you know how far I come? Do you know how far I travel?
I hate when a cat cries.
Oh, Dave.
This is a long way for me to come here.
He came all the way from Evanston.
Go Cats.
Go Cats.
I need a pizza pizza to get through this.
You need a pizza pizza.
I need a pizza pizza.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, I will talk to David Anat from Evanston while you eat your pizza pizza. And we'll see if we can maybe strike some sort of deal here. Yes. I think it was just speaking on behalf of the show, I think he cut you off a little quick there. I think
he should have been more open. No, I'm sorry. I feel bad about this, especially.
Somebody offers you an opportunity. When you're offered an opportunity like this to wander into the woods with a feral bobcat, I don't know why you dismiss it so easily.
Well, because.
Go Cats.
Yeah. You know, I'm afraid to tell you this. You know, they got rid of the Charlotte Bobcats. You know, they were the Bobcats. They're now the Hornets again.
Okay, what does this have to do with what I'm asking for?
I don't know.
How can you be a spokesperson when you don't even know what you talk about? This is silly.
All right, well, listen, we'll try to make the best of this. In the meantime, let me go back upstairs to traffic where Adam Chappelle's wondering why I agreed to fill in for Mary today.